if you had to live anywhere other than Dublin, or I'm guessing you also live in London, if you had to live anywhere else in the world, where would it be? You know, where would you want to live?
I'd be very, very, very tempted and pretty convinced at this point to say to where I am, Mexico. This country is endlessly fascinating and so wonderfully surprising, reassuringly surprising in every way. You know, I think I came here the first time 5 years ago with a sort of impression of what it might be like, but I guess was informed through movies and probably through the lens of the U.S., the Big Brother upstairs. It's such a ferociously vibrant and rich and colorful and brilliant place with such deep connection and heritage. And I think my experience of being here and the people I've met and the friends I've made and the things I've seen. And also I think here, there's a lovely idea that the Maya have, you know, which is, and they're really who brought me here in the first place. And it's this notion of natural time. So when I'm here, I do my best not to wear a watch or carry a phone around with me. And it's amazing when you're not on a schedule and, you know, you're still being productive and doing all the things you need to do, but you're not sort of, you know, pushing yourself into the corner. It's wonderful how many things can happen in the moments in between, and the sort of coincidences or synchronicities or sort of life that gets lived in that space.